Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Tanvi, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 4Q results call of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries. We have the senior management team represented by Mr. Gumaste, who's the Managing Director, and Mr. Srivatsan, who's the CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Gumaste. Over to you.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. First of all, let me welcome all of you for the quarterly earnings call of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited. Thank you very much, all of you for joining. Let me give a brief on the quarterly results. Basically the full year results. The hot metal or the product pig iron production for the whole year was more than 5 lakh metric ton, 533,920 metric ton, which is almost 55% increase over the last year. Casting production has gone to 120,000 tons compared to last year, 94,700, which is an improvement of almost 26%. During the financial year, we sold 495,555 metric ton of pig iron, which is a growth of 58%. On the casting, during the entire year, the casting sales for the year is 114,342 metric ton, a growth of 23.6%. The quantity last year was 92,507 metric ton. During the year, as all of you know, it was a very volatile year in terms of commodity prices. During the year, we saw substantial increase in the coal and coke prices and also later on increase in the pig iron prices. In short, it was a very volatile year. Overall, if you look at the results of the company, the sales of the top line improved from 2,038 crores last year to 3,615 crores this year, which amounts to 77% increase in the top line. Coming to the profitability side, as regards the powder and pig iron, which was 4% last year, has come down to less than 3% this year. In terms of EBITDA, compared to last year, 464 crores, which was 22.8%. In terms of quantum, it has improved from 464 crores to 665 crores. As percentage term has come down from 22.8% to 18.4% for the year. Whereas the return on capital employed has improved with higher profitability in terms of EBITDA. As regards the profit for the year has improved to 542.69 crores, and PAT has gone to 406 crores compared to 302 crores last year-end, and PBT from 363 crores has improved to 542 crores. The commodity price pressures continue to be there with the coal prices. In the on the casting business side, we have been able to work with our customers, and commodity price increases have been passed on to the customers, negotiated and finalized the price increases to most of the customers. The sales realization on an average castings from 96 rupees per kg has gone to 123 rupees per kg as a result of the commodity price increase and the passing on the impact to customers. On an average figure and price realization or sales realization has moved from 34,000 rupees per metric ton to 44,400 rupees per metric ton on an average. However, the commodity prices, including the pig iron prices, have moved substantially up in the last quarter, and our pig iron prices are in line with the market prices. So we are progressing as per schedule on all the projects. In case of Kokwal, the upgradation of blast furnace 2 from 250 meter cube to 300 meter cube is in progress, and we expect to start this furnace completing the upgradation in the early June. Whereas the other projects like Kokwal and power plant phase 2 and pulverized coal injection project are in progress, and they are progressing as per schedule. With respect to debottlenecking in Kokwal foundry to increase the capacity utilization of line 2, the projects are almost complete, and we are increasing the output and the sales. With respect to foundry project in Solapur, line 2, the foundry project is progressing as per schedule, and we expect to commission in the second quarter of this year. In addition to this, we have, as informed earlier, we have completed the acquisition of ISMT and taken over the management control from 10th March 2022. And we are in the process of taking the necessary steps to improve capacity utilizations and improve the sales. Yeah, with the acquisition of this asset, one-time settlement with all the banks and institutions is complete, and as a result of that, the net worth of ISMT has moved to positive net worth, giving opportunity to ISMT to participate in many tenders or the sales in certain customer zones. And also we are working for repositioning of getting the banking facility for ISMT to take care of the working capital requirements, as well as the increased working capital required for increasing the sales volume in ISMT. We do not have any unexpected negatives over there in ISMT, and we are optimistic that we will be able to successfully improve the performance of the company and thereby bring the contribution to KSIL as a company. With this short introduction, I would now request to open the question answer session so that I can pick up the questions from no one. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Raj Shah from Stateros Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everybody. And first of all, I'd like to congratulate the team and the entire management of KFIL to deliver such a great set of numbers in such challenging times. I just had one question regarding, you know, that I understand that the merger of Kirloskar and ISMT is in cards. I just wanted to understand, you know, if the management could share the timeline for the same.
I think we have just taken over the management controls. We have just completed the process of acquisition. And we are not yet ready with a firm timeline. It will take us some time to crystallize the timeline for, you know, the merger.
Sure, sir. And just I'm going to bring something to the light, sir, that I happened to speak to Mayuresh a couple of days back, and the response to the shareholder was quite unpleasant and unwelcoming. I tried to reach you at a Koppal plant, but I wasn't able to get through, and so I had to, you know, take it up on the open conference call. So I just wanted to bring that to your notice, sir.
What was the issue or the problem?
Sure. So I had asked him about the board meeting, and the experience was quite unpleasant and he was quite rude. So I thought I'll just take it up with you.
Okay. We take your feedback, and we are committed to improving the communication and also the experience. Extremely sorry about your not so great experience, and we are committed and we'll take care of it.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much for your support in the meantime. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Parab, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hello,
sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I just wanted a bit clarity on ISMT. Sir, what will be our utilization in couple of years coming for the ISMT, and what would be the margin profile for the ISMT?
You know, let me answer the first part of this. As I just now mentioned, we are quite optimistic, and we see great interest by the customers. We had opportunity to meet only a couple of customers, and customers are keen on procuring the products from ISMT, whether it is steel as well as the tube. And that is a positive note. It gives us the opportunity to serve wider customers and also look for the share of business growth. Having said that, and in the meantime, we are working how to put in place the working capital and the banking facility at ISMT quickly, and look forward to get that into place as quickly as possible. And we are working with the rating agency also. And we feel that we should be in a position to put it in place to support the increased production and increased sales operations. And with respect to margins, as you know, there are two components to that. First is how to get the right pricing for the market. Other one is how to manage the cost of manufacturing. We are working on both the fronts. but certain aspects like the cost of power and fuel in ISMT have been high, and we increased the production and sales will help us to partially mitigate, but major projects which need to be taken to mitigate the power cost will take some time, but in the meantime we are looking at improving overall capacity utilizations and working on procurement cost reductions, and we expect that at least in the short term and medium term we should be able to improve the profitability and margins to reasonable profitability levels in short term and medium term. And on the long term perspective, we'll have to work for improving on the power and fuel cost structure, and which will take some time, and we have the commitment to take it forward to make it healthy.
Thanks for the answer. So is it possible to make us a 3,000 crore top line at that 10% OPM level when in a couple of years?
On the top line, I don't have any doubt. On the bottom line, we'll have to see how we progress on improving the cost structure. As I mentioned, will take some time for us to give you more specific numbers, but we are quite positive as on today that we will be able to improve the capacity utilization, and you will see the quarterly results coming up quarter after quarter.
Sir, given the replacement cost, can you please give a ballpark figure of the total ISMT and KFL replacement cost for the assets?
Replacement cost for?
For the our assets, I mean blast furnace and coke oven and total replacement cost for the KFL and ISMT.
No, we don't look into that replacement cost. See, you know, we look into replacement cost while acquiring the ISMT, and our assessment is in the range of 3,000 crores to replace the assets as far as ISMT is concerned. But we don't do that on KFIL on regular basis.
Okay, okay. Sir, can you give us a brief about how you are planning to reduce the power and fuel cost of the ISMT? Will we be using a waste recovery system or the existing 14 megawatt power plant? I mean, what is the plan ahead for the?
No, there are two, three ways to look at it. One of the things which we are examining is, can we make steel in copper, and those round blooms could be transferred to Baramati to tube mill, and that can bring down the power cost, because in copper we generate the power using the waste heat recovery from the coke oven plant. As you know, we are implementing coke oven phase 2. We will have more power, and that's the ideal solution to get into making steel in copper. And that definitely can make big sense and reduce the power cost. We will also look at how we can generate some green powers for ISMT over the coming quarters, and some part of the electrical power what we consume in the rolling mills can be replaced to an extent of almost 60% by green power, solar power, and it can also mitigate the cost. So that is the direction which we will be taking up. In case if the arc furnace in future is the requirement to make use of green power and make the green steel, we see in the long-term perspective that possibility also. Hence, there is a reason to believe that even the Jejuri arc furnace route could be kept alive, kept going, so that we should be in a position to produce green steel as it comes in future, using the recycled steel scrap and green power coming out of the solar or the wind power. Hope I answered.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. So I would request you to please come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, we request you to please limit your questions to two per person. Should you have any further questions, you may join the queue back. The next question is from the line of Ashav Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, given that pig iron prices have seen different correction over last 1 month from rupees 3,000 metric ton range to currently around 55,000 metric ton range due to Russia aggressively dumping in the global markets. So how do you...
Can you just hold the mic properly because it's not audible clearly.
So Mr. Patel, it's a little muffled. So if you're using earphones or any external mic, please use the handset.
Yeah, am I audible right now?
Yes, a little better now.
Yes, this is better.
So sorry for that. So sir, my question was that pig iron prices have seen decent correction over last 1 month from rupees 63,000 metric ton to around rupees 55,000 metric ton currently due to Russia aggressively dumping in the global markets. So how do you expect the realizations to move going forward? That was the first part of the question. And second part is, can we, in terms of profitability and spreads, can we expect that we are already past the low margin phase by Q4? And going forward, margins are expected to be quite different than what we reported over last couple of quarters.
The first part first of all, the pig iron prices improved from the middle of last quarter, so somewhere middle of February, and they peaked towards the end of March. And subsequently, month of April and even part of May, the prices were stable, and some corrections in the pig iron prices has been seen over the last 2-3 weeks. And we expect the margin for pig iron prices going down. It's limited because of the pressures of the raw material costs. However, the lower prices or the price pressure on steel scrap and availability of steel scrap at lower prices could put pressure on the pig iron. And I take it as part of the pig iron price cycle, and there could be a couple of months where there could be more pressure compared to the earlier months. In my view, cyclic in nature. The real matter of concern, of course, is the coal prices and coke prices, which is not allowing the reduction in the manufacturing cost of pig iron through blast furnace route. That is the real main concern. And with respect to availability of Russian, I think there was severe shortage of pig iron in the market, which has eased out. But I still say that there is a good demand for pig iron both in Indian market and also quite a active export inquiries continue, and my feel of the market is that it should improve as things improve cyclically. That's what I feel as regards the market condition and market price up here.
So you expect the prices to slightly increase as and when the Russia dumping reduces. Is that correct understanding, sir?
I'm not very up to date on the Russian dumping. Rather, we found there was a disruption in the supply of Ukraine pig iron to the market, which used to be a major pig iron supplier. I don't see a restoration of that in very short period. But availability of Russian pig iron or the has its own challenges. I'm not quite sure that it has gone to be gone to become dumping by Russia. I'm not sure about that.
Sure, that makes sense. And sir, the second part of the question was that profitability, can we expect in terms of spreads that we have already seen the lowest by Q4, and going forward spreads are expected to improve, because given the fact that coking coal and iron ore both have softened in prices.
Actually, the Pigeron prices went to lower levels towards December, January, and from middle of February they have improved. The question of whether and how much we can sustain the Pigeron prices, that depends on demand and supply position. But in general, I expect with the rainy season coming up, there could be consumption drops on secondary steel making and secondary steel making related steel scrap prices. That could have some effect on the Pigeron prices for a couple of months. Generally, we expect improvement from the middle of July.
Got it. And sir, in terms of debt, at what levels is our debt expected to peak out? And how much expenses regarding our CAPEX plans are still pending, which are not reflected in the balance sheet?
See, basically, as you know, before all these acquisitions, we were at a debt level of about 200 to 250 crores. And after that, for the acquisition, has various components of investments, some funding for the public offer and actual payments towards the equity capital infusion into ISMT and also the corporate loan. Currently, at the end of 31st March, our debt position all put together in the range of 1,100 crores. But end of quarter one, we expect it to come down to 850 crores. And subsequently, we expect once ISMT has its own banking and then pay back our corporate loan, within next one or two quarters, we expect that our loan position should come to around 650 to 700 crores. And as we continue to do well, most of the CAPEX at Koppal plant is being taken care of more or less with the cash accruals. However, we are always open to consider some borrowing to take care of better progress on CAPEX, and the rate of borrowings have been very competitive, and finance has done well, and we are very keen on to complete the remaining project, which is Kokon and Power Plant Phase 2. Upgradation is getting completed of blast furnace 2, and even pulverized coal injection we are keen on to complete before end of this financial year. And foundry in Solapur, as I mentioned, should get ready for commission before the end of quarter 2. So we will be able to take care with current borrowing and not really increase the borrowing. Rather, we plan to reduce the total borrowing as we progress into next quarters and not increase.
So we can say that at current levels of around 1133 crores, our debt has already been picked out, and going forward it is only expected to reduce from here.
Yes, please. You are right.
My last Thank question, until 2018, we were not backward integrated, but now we are broadly self-sufficient in terms of power, coke. So I understand the margins are very volatile for pig iron, but post this backward integration, can we expect our base case for margins to increase from say around 10-12 percentage level to 15 to 18 percentage range?
We were at the EBITDA level of 9%, and our planning process was to improve the EBITDA from 9 to 18%. That was the objective. But as you yourself mentioned, the volatility of the commodity prices, they have their own effect. But I agree with you that the EBITDA levels would be higher than the historic levels.
Got it, sir. And post ISMT acquisition.
Sorry to interrupt.
My last question.
Sir, please, please come back in the queue. Please.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, correct me firstly, sir. Sir, about the pig iron, we heard from one of the other players that there is a strong pipeline of export of around order book of around 3 lakh tons pending to be executed over the coming quarters. So, because of this Russia-Ukraine conflict, so if any color on the same, and what portion of our sales are exported, sir?
You know, we are not exporting much pig iron. Rather, we don't have. We are a plant interior from this issue. We'll be happy if the pig iron plant from this issue export, and we continue to sell the pig iron domestically.
Right.
And we are not averse to export. We have examined many options, but it makes better sense for the plants on this issue to export, and that much of competition in domestic market comes down, and we realize better being interior.
Okay, but this pipeline of 3 lakh metric tons, that should be having some deficit impact for the domestic market. I mean, we will be in an advantageous position because of that.
Yes, definitely, you know, we don't expect any desperate dumping of pig iron. The export pipeline will help in mitigating the and retaining the demand for pig iron in the domestic market.
Sir, and this impact of the shutdown, sir, and as you have mentioned in the press release that the MBF will be up by the first week of June, what have been the impact on the volume, and what have been the increased cost, sir, additional cost that we have spent because of this, and also the average utilization levels for us for this quarter?
As I have mentioned earlier also, as you see, the quarter four results are already impacted by almost 2 months of shutdown into that. February, first week, we took the shutdown, and the quarter four result, 2 months, only one furnace was running, and that cost impact has come in. Whereas the capex goes into capitalization. Another important aspect is we are completing by end of May, so April and May, 2 months will be single furnace running in Koppal, and of course Hiriyur is the other furnace running. After that, we will have a 55 days stoppage of blast furnace one, subsequently to install pellet stock and other maintenance activity. Furnace 1 and 2 both would be upgraded furnaces with higher output. I expect that even current year, 22-23, we should be able to maintain production and sale up about 500,000 ton of pig iron.
Correct, sir. And the next question on the casting part, sir. As mentioned that there's a significant increase in the realized per kg realization for casting. What is the outlook you are getting from the OEM players? And you did mention about the steel scrap prices trending lower. So that would be giving advantages to the scrap players who are into casting. That is what you are trying to explain, sir? Or?
Let me explain on the casting front. As the commodity prices, both steel scrap, pig iron and the alloys prices increased last 2-3 quarters, customers have done the price correction in line with the price variance mechanisms with most of the customers. If at all any reduction in the commodity prices, subsequent quarters, it is obligatory on our part to give the price variance mechanism decrease if it comes. But otherwise, you know, the price increase on the commodity, customers have corrected the prices. And the second part of the question, there is, as we stand today, there's good demand for casting, both from auto industry as well as the tractor sector. So the demand for casting is, as of today, quite robust.
Okay, and utilization levels, sir, expected utilization levels going forward when I got for the March quarter and henceforth?
We expect we should be successful in bringing another 15% volumetric growth in casting sales over the period. So as you have seen last year to this year, we could manage to get a growth of more than 23%. We could produce and sell that much quantity. And further also, our attempt is to commission line 2 in Solapur and start utilizing that line. And also, as I mentioned, line 2 in Koppal should also further be able to improve the capacity utilization. With the capacity utilization debottlenecking projects which have got commissioned in core shop and finishing shop.
Right, sir. Thank you for the answer, sir. And on the iron ore part, if you have any update on the iron ore mining update, sir, and that's all for myself. What has been
some progress is there. We have received the first level of forest clearance, but still there are some more steps to complete all the approvals before we really start mining, producing and utilizing our own iron ore. We remain optimistic that we should be able to start these mines as early as possible, but we don't have any shortcuts. We'll have to go through these government approvals, and we are optimistic that we should be able to do it in maybe 3-4 months. And that is the position as on today on the iron ore mine.
So we don't have any output as of now from the iron ore mine?
See, we mined and kept, but before we could really take out the iron ore and utilize again, there was expiry of the forest clearance, and we had to go in for the fresh forest clearance, and that has taken almost now more than a year, and we are still in the process to get those approvals and then start the mines once again. Right.
So I'll come in the queue. I have 3 more questions, but I'm coming in the queue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Yeah. Sir, congratulations for this set of numbers even in difficult times. I had mainly 2 questions, sir. The first, what would be the aggregate the cost of borrowing now? I understand for the NCDs it's around 6.7%. But on an aggregate basis, what would be the cost?
Overall, our borrowing costs are very competitive, and I would put the bulk of the average borrowing cost mitigated around 5% level.
Okay, fine. And secondly, sir, could you provide me the production numbers of tube and steel at ISMT? We have the sales numbers in the PPT. But if you can provide the production numbers so as to understand the utilization levels.
I don't have it right now readily. I think once we have some stability, we'll start having maybe Victor can start the quarterly conference call so that you get all these numbers of ISMT
right.
As well.
Right, sir. And my third question would be, what is the, what is the plan or the target for the CAPEX in FY23 when it comes to our projects?
Our last year's our CapEx spend was about 430 crores.
Yes. Yes.
430 crores, and we have planned for 470 crores of CapEx this year. I think we should be very close to that kind of spending, around 400-450 crores of CapEx spending. And after that, we'll be left with very less spending, because most of the projects will get completed. Only the spillover spend or payments will remain for subsequent years. These 2 years, 434, so about 900 crores is the major spend in these 2 years. So by that time, we complete Cocoon and Power Plant Phase 2, pulverized coal injection, MDF 2 upgrade, sinter plant already in Hiriyur in place, and also Foundry 2 in Solapur in place. I think we will be covering the major projects by the end of this year.
And just to follow up on this one, sir, Cocoon and waste heat recovery should be done by December, should be commissioned by December.
Yes, you are right. By December.
And PCI, sir? Timeline on PCI?
PCI, if not possible by end of this year, it may go to end of first quarter next year.
Okay. Fine. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you very much, Sahil. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sagar Parekh from Deep Financial Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. Firstly, what would be the coke consumption rate for Q4? Coking coal, I mean.
You say coke consumption rate or coke price?
Yeah, coke consumption. Yeah, coking coal. So I think last quarter on the call you had mentioned $307 was a consumption cost for Q3.
See, currently what we are using, the coal, they are in the range of slightly more than $400 on blend average basis. And currently the blend average new purchases could go even up to slightly more than $450. So currently we still have 3-4 months, but it is the blend of earlier coal as well as the freshly procured coal, and the blend average is slightly more than $400.
So next 4 months you will still have $400 coking coal, and then
slightly 400 plus something, yes.
Okay, got it. So there could still be some pressure on the gross margins going forward, or you think this has bottomed out in Q4?
No, I think the pressure has become part of the business, commodity prices.
Okay, sure. And second question was, go ahead, sir.
I would only say that actually some relief on the coal prices is overdue, and because of the commodity cycle and subsequently because of the Ukraine war, the coal prices right from steam coal to pulverized coal to prime coking coal have remained very high for a very long time. So that is the real matter of concern.
Okay, and my second question would be on this, the margins that you mentioned, 9% EBITDA for pig iron, so that would be for Q4, right?
No, that was the level before we implemented the Cocoon and all this project. As you know, Cocoon phase 1 is already operational. And the historical level, say 1 or 2 years back, they were at 9% level, like 2021 or 1920, they were the level. And after that, as you have seen, we have improved. Last year, we had EBITDA levels like 22%, and this year, last year, 21-22, we are at 18% EBITDA. And whether the question was whether such levels are sustainable, my answer was that because of the commodity prices and the commodity price pressures, this would be under pressure. And they will get affected because of the cyclical nature. But they won't go back to historic level. We expect better levels to prevail. And we are also working to improve the productivity capacity utilization, which turn out better top line numbers. And we cannot expect the humidity advantage, what it was more than 1 year back, to continue. So partly we mitigate with the productivity and the increase to volume.
Right, sir. So you mentioned that once this capex is over, about 18% margins could be sustainable. So 18% would be on the pig iron side, and on the casting side.
Overall, I have spoken, but casting businesses are not as cyclical as pig iron, and they are more stable. But we can expect more. Decent margins of something like we have been regularly realizing 15 to 16% EBITDA.
15-16% on the casting side?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Nandish Shah from Money Control Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you share with us the production numbers for FY23 for castings and pig iron?
You are talking about 21-22 or 22-23?
I'm talking about the internal targets for FY23 for both.
I can't give you internal targets. We don't have that practice. What I said is we definitely look forward for further expansion and capacity utilization improvement on the casting business. We also see customers pull better as we stand today. And we are looking forward for further growth of the order of about 15% on the casting capacity.
So this 15% growth is likely
over the last year? Over the last year.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Yeah.
Volumetric growth.
Thank you. Nandish, do you have any further questions?
No, I'm done with my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karthik Arya, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. The first question is regarding the coal that you mentioned is the average cost was around $400 and the blend might increase to $450. But still in March, the coal index reached 60. So what is the average, I would say, when did we last purchase coal and are we seeing any increase? Did you purchase anything in March?
See, I don't have the specific detail which coal was bought on which date. Most of the time, we are buying spot, not on the index based as far as possible. And what I mentioned is the blend cost of whatever the coal we are using today is in the range of 400 to 450, but less than $450. And if we buy our blend today in the market, it will be higher than $450.
Okay, and I can also see a 10% sudden increase in other expenses. So, what would be the major reason behind that?
Other expenses. Vivatsan, can you support me on that?
Yes, Vivatsan here. It is basically contains power and fuel and other operating expenses, which comes in line with the production activities. That's how it shows certain uptrend.
Power and fuel is the main component. But overall, if you compare last year to 2021-22, the power and fuel component has, as a percentage, gone down to 2.7% at 99 crores compared to 81 crores and 4% in 2021. So that is the power and fuel, but that power and fuel is the major component in other accounts.
And sir, store space and consumables.
Yeah.
And the NSR that we have mentioned, realization is 48,407 for Q4. So it is NSR or it is the revenue, gross revenue?
Net sales realization.
Net sales realization.
Yes.
Okay. And also our raw material cost has decreased by 1%. So whereas for the peers it has increased considerably. And so it's a good thing for us, but how did we manage that?
Yadav, see report, RMSP, raw material to sales price realization. If I compare 2021, it was around 61%, and 2021-22, it's 71%. So it has actually gone up, RMSP, and not come down.
Sorry, sir, I was referring quarter-on-quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just.
You know, that difference is coming because of the, the sales realization improving in recent months. It was under the pressure during December, January, November, December, January months. Sales realizations were not improving in line with the commodity input cost prices. Because of that, you see that difference, which has improved further.
So, sir, I was looking at our direct competitors, which is Tata Metaliks. For them, it was increased by $40. For us, it has just increased by $5 quarter-on-quarter. So it's a drastic.
I don't have that comparison with me. I won't. It would be difficult for me to comment on that. I don't have those figures of the competitors. So, yes. You can get time to have that comparison.
Right. And what inventory levels are we targeting for pig iron for, like, what was it for March, and what are we targeting for May?
I couldn't get your question.
The inventory levels for pig iron. The closing stock, basically.
In our philosophy, we don't stock pig iron. We are required to stock coal, which is our input raw material, and we don't stock pig iron. We sell day to day.
Okay. So we target zero inventory, basically. And that is what we are looking forward in.
Our target is 1 or 2 days inventory, because it would be hard. We can't load in trucks. One or two days inventory. Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Chandak, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Congratulations on a very good set of numbers, sir. And I just wanted to know, this 15-16% EBITDA from castings we are saying, is it constant or it has varied with coking coal prices?
No.
How exactly are our contracts priced with OEM, sir? I just want to understand.
No, it can't be constant at all.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you. Could you please repeat?
This is the operator. We have lost the connection for Mr. Kumar Singh. Please hold while we reconnect. This is the operator. We have the line for Mr. Kumar Singh reconnected. Yes, sir, please proceed.
Hello. Am I?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know, one is, how are our contracts priced with OEMs? Are they very, very long-term contracts for all the casting sale, or part of it is going on spot basis? I mean, how do we take that impact of increased coking coal prices for casting sale?
Casting sales are all of them are long-term understanding and long-term contracts. Though there are no long-term contracts per se, but we get schedules and they are long-term commitments. And with respect to pricing, generally we have commodity price increase, escalation or variance mechanism. There is increase, they give us the increase. If there is decrease, we have to pass on the reduction to them.
Right, sir. Got it. Sir, second question was on my value-added product. The share between foundry and basic grade for quarter four, sir, if you can.
I couldn't get the question.
Sir, for quarter four, out of my total pig iron sales, what share was foundry grade sales and what share was steel grade or basic grade sales, sir?
The last two, three quarters, our share of steel grade has slightly improved, increased. I think it is of the order of about 20-25%. Otherwise, it used to be more like 10%. In the last few quarters, the steel grade is of the order of around 20-25%.
Got it, sir. Got it. And so one last question on the impact. How much our volume will be impacted once this entire relining and shutdown is finished, sir? I'm sorry if I was disconnected in between if you had answered that question.
Yeah, I think I answered that question. No problem. We still feel that Blast Furnace 2 would be shut for 2 months in this year, we could also complete the MBF 1 bell-less top changing shutdown. And still be with the production quantity of about 500,000 ton. Same as last year. So we could be very close to that number with the benefit of continuous operation of Hiriyur plant and upgraded blast furnace operation from MBF 1 and 2.
Sir, just one last question. I heard in the previous question which you answered, you said that most of our coal purchase is on spot with no index linking in pricing. Am I correct, sir, in understanding that?
Yeah, that's what we have been doing.
So how does it relate when we sell castings in LTC with
price? No, it has no relation to casting. It's only to pig iron.
Acha, only for, so whatever we have to buy cooking oil for casting for LTC index. Based?
No relation to coal price and coke price. No relation.
Got it, sir. Got it.
Thank you. Thank you. In the interest of time, this was the last question for today. Would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Mr. Gumaste?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sir, you may proceed with the closing comments.
Voice was not clear. I couldn't, it was not clearly audible. Have we completed all the questions?
Yes, actually, in the interest of time, we have stopped the Q&A
now. Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to thank all the participants, all the investors who have taken interest to join this call. Thank you very much, one and all, for your interest in KFIL. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.